Watch, Nick Cannon calls the Democratic Party the party of the KKK, says I fuck with Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on March 29, 2026. Actor, media mogul, and The Masked Singer host Nick Cannon caused an uproar among the left after his comments about President Donald Trump, the Democrat Party, and the KKK. Cannon was speaking on his Tubi show, Big Drive, when he blasted the Democrat Party as the party of the Ku Klux Klan. His guest, model Amber Rose, asserted that the Democrats don't care about people of color and the Republicans do, and that set Cannon, 45, to go off on the party. I agree with you 100%, he replied. People don't know that the Democrats are the party of the KKK. People don't know that the Republicans are the party that freed the slaves. I mean, both of you and I have some conservative views. You're just a little bit more outspoken than I am. And honestly, I don't subscribe to either party. I rock with W.E.B. Du Bois when he said there's no such thing as two parties. It's just one evil party with two different names. Breaking: Nick Cannon has infuriated millions of liberals after announcing that the Democratic Party is the party of the KKK. People don't know that the Democrats are the party of the KKK. People don't know that the Republicans are the party that freed the slaves. pic.twitter.com/mu.wxg259s. Dom Lucker, breaker of narratives, at Dom_Lucker, March 28, 2026. If that wasn't enough to annoy Democrats, later in the discussion, Cannon spoke about his feeling for Donald Trump. He raised Trump saying the motherfucker's cleaning house and is doing what he said he was gonna do. We got the Gulf of America now, Cannon explained. He's like the club. He's charging a $5 million bottle service fee to get into the country. Of course, Cannon was entirely correct about the Republican Party. The GOP, which was created only a few years before the Civil War, won the war against the South, outlawed slavery, and even elected some of the first blacks to public office after the war. Then, in the 1960s, the 1964 Civil Rights Act could not have been passed if it weren't for GOP votes, as the Democrat Party voted against rights for blacks. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.